Heartbeat is stable. Brain is functioning as normal. No irregularities found yet. Oh, the subject's eyes are fluttering open, which leads me to believe they can hear everything being said. That's going to make this examination so much more interesting. I'm going to see if they are coherent enough to respond. Hello? Can you understand me? Oh my god, oh. Oh my god. I was not expecting your mouth to be there. Good to know what that hole's for. So the Xenon Language Scrambler is definitely working, which means you're going to be awake for the final part of my test, but you're also going to understand what is happening to you. See, I'm a scientist. I've never come into anything that resembled you in my travels. I've seen everyone from the plains of Diori to the underbelly of Blino. You were passed out and alone, and I figured I'd be doing you a service if I brought you in to be studied. You get a place to rest, and I get a new subject to study for the evening. Oh, don't worry, you'll be free to go in the morning. It's not like I want to keep you. I don't have the space for that in my little traveling lab. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's a little cramped in here. Now this might hurt a bit, but it's just pheromones to make this whole process a little easier. Yeah, I have yet to find a way to make that syringe less painful. It hurts every time, and I'm so sorry. On the positive, the pheromones start working pretty much right away, so you're going to feel the effects and start getting aroused. Ooh. Also, sorry if my hands are cold. I swear I'm only going to be touching you for a moment. You see, I need to attach the chronotum casing right here between your legs. I know, my hands are making this a little uncomfortable, but it's over now. Bringing up the display. All right. You're going to feel a slight warming sensation right now. It will then switch to a massaging sensation. The goal of this is to make you orgasm. All those wires on you, including the chronotum casing, they're giving me readings that I'll be able to study. I've discovered there is one thing in common with every single race in the galaxy, and I want to know if you are the same. Every single species' brain lights up the same way, and their body reacts the same way across all of space when they come. Isn't that just fascinating? To think planets away, millions of miles from each other, and we all have one common thread. It's starting. Just relax and let the machine work you over. It'll be quicker and I'll be able to let you out on your merry way. I'm sure you have money to gamble away or other important ventures. Someone who passes out in public clearly can't be that classy. It's like you were begging for someone to take you. Such a stunning being. So unique to everyone around them. So attractive. So intriguing. You must have known how vulnerable you were out there. How desirable. I didn't see the harm in taking a pretty thing for the night. Who's going to know any better? You know, you're taking this better than I expected. I assumed you would be panicking about everything, but you seem fairly calm. Do you believe that is because of the pleasure sensation you're feeling or the aphrodisiacs? Thank you for answering my question. You're still a little too lucid for my liking, but I'm sure that's going to be going away soon. The chronotum casing seems to act fast. It makes anyone who's placed against it come sooner rather than later. The massaging is near constant. The warming sensation is mind-melting. And the pheromones, well, they're just making everything hazy. Your limbs feel all heavy and like liquid. Your hips are squirming in the chair and you don't even realize it. You're taking it so well. You're enjoying this, aren't you? Oh, I knew you were a special one for a reason. There was a reason. You were outside, passed out while I was walking by. It was meant to be. You can already feel your own need to come starting to build, can't you? The machine doesn't offer you any breaks. It keeps going and going until it has completed its purpose. To make you come. Isn't it doing such a good job? I think you should thank it. Go on. Thank the Chronotum casing for making you feel all horny and hazy. Thank it for getting you off. Very good. You're an eager subject for me, aren't you? According to my records, I found out you're something called a human. Human. I didn't recognize what you are because I hadn't had the chance to visit the Milky Way yet. I've heard it's gorgeous, though. Not sure it could compare to how debauched you look right now, though. This is absolutely breathtaking. The Chronotum casing is really doing a number on you, isn't it? I've never seen someone reduced so quickly. Being needy is a good look on you. You're definitely one of my favorites I've done this study with, and you seem to be enjoying it too. Have you ever felt anything like the sensation you're feeling right now? Or is this completely unique? I'll take that as a good thing considering how you moaned it out. You're doing so amazing. I'm genuinely surprised by how well you're taking it. Relaxing into the chair and letting the machine bring you to the edge. The massaging sensation. It's almost deliciously hypnotic, isn't it? You can't think about anything else. You can't focus on anything else, can you? Good. That was my goal when designing it. I wanted all of my subjects to enjoy their time in the chair since I was studying them for my research. The pheromones, mixed with my creation, created the perfect environment for my kind of study. I don't even have to share a lab with anyone. I get to watch the subject come apart and orgasm under my very eyes. Some fight, others complain, but they all eventually submit. Some are willing like you, whether that's because they're afraid of the alternative or because this is ripped from a perverted fantasy of theirs, I'm not too sure. But I am willing to do whatever it takes to see if the one thing that brings all of the species in the galaxies together is orgasming. What a funny little thing to be in common thread amongst us all. Isn't it titillating, thinking about all the different species you could fuck if you react the same way as everyone else? The galaxy would be your oyster. Something I'm sure you would love considering how easily you surrendered. Didn't even put up a fight, did ya? No, you didn't. You accepted your fate as a subject at the hands of some random alien scientist. So very trusting of you. I guess I must have pumped you full of more hormones than I thought if you started moaning that easily. As soon as it was attached, you started making such filthy sounds. It's okay if you're already that close to coming, I promise. The sooner you come, the sooner you're set free. Like I said, I have no intention of keeping my subjects. I'm sure whatever I'm keeping you from doesn't feel as good as this does, though. With every passing second, you get closer to that orgasm, and you keep making those lewd fucking noises. Oh, it makes me speechless. You're taking the toy so well, the best of any of the others that have come before you. And you're being so good for me, so responsive to everything, so sensitive. The perfect subject. I couldn't have asked for a better human to fall asleep than you. Behaving like an absolute dream, responding even better. You're moaning, writhing around, putting on such a slutty show for me while your readings are being taken. But it's more than just that, isn't it? It's everything. The whole situation. Being so vulnerable, so horny, so needy. And it puts you right on the verge of coming, doesn't it? Then why don't you let go for me? You don't have to hold back. I know you want to orgasm. Be a good little subject and come because you've earned it. Come on and come for me. Yeah, just like that. Good. Good, so good. Somehow you look even better when you're coming than when you're being fucked. Hey, it's okay, you don't gotta flinch. Those are just your results coming in. The plasma RAN drive is going to need a few hours to analyze everything. So, in the meantime, let's get you into a better position and into some actual clothing. Do you need anything while I get your clothes? Sounds good. I'll be right back. Don't you move a muscle.